from the bunker at the MTD Radio Studios. I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The New Mexico Department of Health as of Monday reported 11,982 confirmed cases of the coronavirus in New Mexico. And they also reported that 5,296 people have recovered from that virus. Here in Southeast New Mexico, as of Monday, Lee County leads with 113 cases of the confirmed coronavirus. Behind them is Chavez County with 89, Eddy County with 78, and Lincoln County at 11. The Eddy County Sheriff's Office has identified 50-year-old Brad H. Lindemann as the person who drowned at the Brantley Lake State Park on Saturday. According to reports, Lindemann tried to retrieve a flotation device but began to struggle to stay afloat as he went into the water. Lindemann went under the water for about 10 minutes before he was pulled out by a person on a boat. Lindemann couldn't be revived despite being administered CPR and was pronounced dead. According to a press release by the city of Carlsbad, an earthquake near Lovington on Saturday detected by instruments at the South Y Brine Well cavity, which the state of New Mexico is in the process of filling with sand. Press release also indicated that there were actually 11 small earthquakes detected over the weekend in the region about 50 miles east of Carlsbad. The small tremors, though, did not impact the brine well remediation. The U.S. Geological Survey, which monitors seismic activity, has yet to report on any earthquakes that occurred in the Carlsbad area over the weekend. Lee County officials are working on suggestions to at least try to save the livestock competition for the kids at the Lee County Fair, which was canceled on Friday because of the COVID-19. Lee County Fair Board President Larry Wheeler.
Over the weekend, there was a lot of talk on what we're going to try to do, and mm-hmm. we're just going to have to come together and just see what we can come up with. There's been those ideas about ranchers and right. even going across the state line to other facilities in Texas. I don't know what we'll come up with, but hopefully we'll come up with something.
In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom A. Reese.